Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I'm going to have a good day today. Going to have a good time anyway. Put it all behind me. Lay it all away. Going to be a good
seven.
Day.
Heck yeah. Let's do the death toll. That's always a good way to get started. And everybody will feel better. Seven after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. McFadden's at the controls. Kessler is helping us with info. Paige is here going through the pages and pages and pages and reams of information so we have the correct math. Whether there are six people that have been killed in this train wreck in Philadelphia.
You are toying with me, aren't you?
I am, in a manner of speaking, yes.
I want to be correct.
I understand that you want to be correct.
Okay. Molly is a professional.
That's why we have you here, to make the rest of us look bad.
Well, I don't have my work cut out for me.
She's a news professional, sir.
Yes, she is. Right. All right. So the news about the train wreck. What I want to know is why. We got six people dead, fine. And we know that the train tracks are going to be messy for the next day or so. Yeah. What I want to know, and that's the only thing that makes any difference to me, is why the train went off the track.
Well, many people want to know this. You're not alone.
Well,
no one knows yet.
But nobody else. It's not the Ray Mupufnik program. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So Doug wants to know.
Ring up the federal investigator shortly and tell them you want to know, and we'll get this thing solved.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
What we know is that this happened, and it was an Amtrak train that was headed to New York City. It derailed, tipped over in Philadelphia. Right now, I mean, everything is just talking about what an absolute disaster this is.
Why? But it isn't really. It's a train that fell over. Mm-hmm. See, this is the news media exaggerating.
Well, but if you see the pictures, you've seen the pictures.
Yeah, so the train fell over.
Well,
and there are tons of pictures
over.
From inside. I thought that, sure, it fell over. It went off the tracks and fell over.
But it's crunched. I mean, well, the whole front end is crunched in, and
if
six
you've
people
ever
are
seen,
dead.
Yeah, if you've ever seen a train derailment,
we had
one luckily here. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable to see these big, huge pieces of metal just twisted around like toys.
Yeah. Well, it reminds me of using the Lionel train when the train used to come off the tracks when I was a kid. It was a messy thing.
A little bit bigger than that.
I want to know if a train, if there was a problem with a locomotive, because if you look at the pictures, the locomotive was way, way off the track. The train itself, the cars sort of followed a little, but there was a big separation between where the engine is and where the cars
are. This derailment happened on a curve where there was an accident.
Yeah,
like 1943 or something like that, where 77 people
then and
were
now,
killed.
I know, between then and now,
but,
though.
So they're going to look at the curve and see at the curve. Mm-hmm. But let me tweak you a little bit, Dougie. You ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
Guess what's up for review as far as funding in front of Congress?
Amtrak.
Yep.
Right.
And
so this was on purpose. Amtrak did it so that they'd get attention.
Let me give you even a little bit more so that you can put your tinfoil hat on a little tighter.
Keep going. Yep, keep going.
The Democrats are saying, well, we should fully fund the $1.4 billion
for Amtrak. Republicans don't want to put any money into it.
And because without us investing in the infrastructure, Amtrak will never be a money-making entity.
There never is going to be anyone.
The Republicans are saying unless you cut the budget, they will not have to run it like a profitable entity, and they will never be profitable. We will always be holding their hands. So we wanted to cut it to 1.13 or 1.31. They want to cut $700,000 from the budget.
Right. 700 million.
No, 700. $1.13 billion.
Okay. Twice that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, you look at it here and you're like, okay, this is all up. Who is going to win? You know the Democrats are going to get the money.
Let me tell you how I feel about this.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
All right. Here's how I feel about this.
Hold on a minute. One more second.
One more.
This.
Okay.
So, apparently, the line in question, the Washington to New York and Boston corridor, that is the honeypot for all of Amtrak.
It is, yep.
Nationwide.
Yep.
All the money that Amtrak makes is right there in that corridor.
Right.
All of that money
subsidizes the rest of the system.
Subsidizes the rest of the system.
Right.
And therefore, the infrastructure for that Washington to Northeast corridor does not get the attention that it should get because all the money is derailed.
Pardon the pun.
Right.
All right. So here's what happened. When they decided to do the fast train, the Acela, they redid the track from Washington to Boston. They had to replace all of the track And in doing so, they went to these mile-long pieces instead of the welded units that used to be there that on most of the rest of the system around the country, because the trains don't go that fast, is okay. But in this circumstance, they had a redo so that there were fewer joints and junctions, because those are tougher when you're running the fast train, which is about 110, 120 mile-an-hour train. It would neither of those would go that fast into this turn. But because it was a regular train and not an Acela train that went off the track, it leads me to believe there was something else going on. And it wasn't going that fast. There's something else here that is not either being said or hasn't come out yet. There is something that smells about this. And so whether it was bad maintenance of the locomotive, whether it was something put on the track that caused it, I mean, there is traffic on this track literally every 4 to 5 minutes, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's always something on this track. And so the fact that they watch these. I have a kid who works for me on the farm, who grew up on the farm. He works for $25 an hour. This kid works on the railroad tracks from Boston to Worcester. He tells me stories all the time about what they're doing maintenance-wise and otherwise to keep these tracks and the beds up to snuff. They'll go out. They spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week during the cold weather, because the cold and the heat affects the steel in these tracks. And they have to monitor them, because if they didn't, the trains would be flying off the tracks every day. These things are subject to a lot of really wear and tear because of the weather. And when you add to that, these trains, the locomotives weigh 35 tons apiece. The locomotives weigh as much as an airplane weighs, the smaller airplanes. They're very heavy. The engines in them are large, and they have all kinds of other hydraulic equipment and electric generators and stuff in them. So they're very heavy, and they're hard on the track. So there is there's something here that is not where there's an obvious answer, and it isn't just the train came off the track.
How long until somebody starts screaming terrorism?
Well, somebody said that. I think Molly said that earlier, and I said, "Come on! I mean, everything isn't terrorism. It's not. It isn't about terrorism."
Well, the news outlets are reporting there's no sign of terrorism.
Yeah.
Well, do we need that said?
No, that becomes nonsense, right?
Yeah.
Can we mention, or do we have time?
We don't.
Okay.
Because I want to get this to personnel. We have somebody in Nepal who's going to give us an update on the situation and the emergency situation in Nepal next on Good Day.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
When you do have to work on an old bike, it's way cheaper to take stuff off than it is to put stuff back on.
And as always,
some people think it's cool, some people think it's stupid.
Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A timely, important biopic in one of the best movies of the year. If you have a dream, march to see Selma, my man.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. What do we got here?
Used to be a 1980 Heritage Softail. It's not soft anymore. Strutted out the fenders, but put a little springy seat on it. Milwaukee should have done springy seats and no suspension. That's way better than that crap they had underneath there. We just took everything off of it that wasn't essential. Way cheaper to take stuff off than it is to put stuff back on. Then when you do have to work on an old bike, it's less stuff to take off to get to it. And stick your head down in there and say, oh, that's what the problem is. I don't have to take off a million covers first. It might get a little complicated. I don't have any experience doing that, but we'll figure it out.
What are you doing?
Some people think it's cool. Some people think it's stupid.
American Biker Minute.
You don't learn unless you try.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you prepare yourself for a brighter future? Here's the two keys.
First, be learning, not learned. A diploma or certification isn't the end. It's the beginning. Don't rest on your laurels. Keep learning.
Learn from your successes, from your mistakes, from others, from books.
Learn anywhere and everywhere you can.
The second key to a brighter future is, don't just live and learn, apply it. Knowledge has no value. You gain from it by putting it to use.
So make time for learning, but only after you've asked an incredibly important question. Will you apply it? If not, don't waste your time.
The power in learning comes from living it. That leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A timely, important biopic in one of the best movies of the year. If you have a dream, march to see Selma, my man.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. There's a new profession on the horizon, laughter coaches. Now, before you laugh and call this profession silly, there may be some benefit in the humble giggle. Here's the science of it. Actually, laughter coaching is a part of traditional yoga, and it uses twister-like poses and exercises which are designed to make people laugh. Why? Laughing is good for the heart. Some researchers estimate that 1 minute of laughter, that's about 100 giggles, is roughly equivalent to 6 to 10 minutes of hard work on an exercise bike. And laughter also decreases blood pressure, elevates the mood, and improves immunity.
Now that's funny.
What's the cheap psychological trick? You want to improve your health? Either sweat it off or laugh it off, or maybe a combo of the two. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We're joined by Lex Kassenberg, who works for CARE and is in Nepal. The earthquakes now that have been history, every day there seems to be some new report. The latest quake, 7.3 on the scale. Lex, whereabouts are you in Nepal, sir?
I'm at the moment in Kathmandu, where CARE Nepal has its main office.
And
I came back from the field yesterday.
All right, so describe what's going on in the so-called field, if you would, please.
Well, as you know, we think of a quake based on April the 25th, and it was followed by another big quake yesterday, more to the east. But some of the districts that were hit on the 25th and yesterday are overlapping. So it increases the damage that we have in these districts, and the people are really, really suffering. Those who still had some limited supplies left outstanding lost it all. So the people are really, really desperate in the country now and looking for any assistance and support they can get.
All right. So we don't have a great connection here, but let's try to make something out of the information that you have. Could you, first of all, tell us in your history with your experience with CARE, is this as bad as anything that you've had to deal with in terms of the conditions after the earthquake?
Well, I've been for CARE also for Typhoon Haiyan and now here this earthquake. My clear impression is that the situation here in Nepal, because of the aftershocks and the now is an earthquake yesterday, the people here are clearly incredibly traumatized and don't know what to do. They don't want to go back into their houses for fear of another earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
So 2-3 days ago, you slowly saw people going back into their houses, and now they're back on the street again in tents because they don't trust what is going to happen. So that's a really, really challenge for the people. Psychologically, it's much more difficult here, I think.
All right, refresh us. I think most of us grew up understanding what CARE was or did. Give us a refresher course on CARE and what they're doing. Their website, by the way, is care.org. What is CARE's the challenge now?
Well, for us, the challenge in the fall with this earthquake is to get temporary shelter out to the people as quickly as we can, because it has also been raining already for a fair number. And we're also looking into what we call non-food items, that is dignity kits for women, but also buckets, clothes, blankets, because people need to stay warm and they need a place to stay.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think under the circumstance, the fact that we can get through to you at all is probably a miracle. Thanks, Lex Kassenberg with CARE. CARE, in my opinion, is one of the nonprofits to support. What I remember about them as a kid, what I know about them now is they aren't like some of the others that I'd rather you not give to. You might want to check out care.org.